What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Pre-Imperfections Podcast. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn, and if it wasn't meant to be, you wouldn't have made it to me. So, what's up, everybody? How are y'all doing? It is Labor Day. I am recording this a lot later than I should be because your girl was chilling this Labor Day. I was taking the time to take care of myself, but I made sure that I still put out an episode for you guys. And today's episode, if you read the title already, is 5 Standards of Women That I Think Are BS. And the last episode was about 5 Standards of Men That I Think Are BS. So this episode is for the ladies. You know I love my ladies, so you know I had to do an episode for you guys. I mean, it wouldn't be right if I did it. I mean, let's just be real. So today's episode, I just want to see how you guys are doing. Like, I know I typically just jump right into it, but I wanted to remind you guys that we are familia. Like, we are family. So I care about how you guys are doing. So how's your day going? You know, you could definitely tell me, text me and let me know how your day is going. Or just simply send me a message on Anchor. If you go to the website, you can send me a message. Let me know how you like this podcast, how you doing, what's been up. Podcast ideas, y'all let me know what it is. Like, this is a family. What it do, boo? Like, I love y'all. Like, this wouldn't be possible without you guys. So, we're just going to hop right into this episode. 5 standards of women that I think are BS. So, number one. If a woman has multiple partners, she's a whore. But if a man does it, he's like playboy playa, you know. Everybody wouldn't be on his arms. And I think a lot of these standards, stigmas that I am naming out today are very popular ones. So it's not one you probably haven't heard before, but this is definitely one of the big ones. It's, I mean, what is there to really say about it? Change it, fix it. It's not really fair that a woman should be looked at as a whore because she wants to have multiple partners. You know, what a woman does in her meantime is her business. And it should not be looked at as anything other than the same thing that people look at it for males. It should be looked at the same. I understand that a lot of times the old way of thinking is a woman's supposed to be pure and save herself for a man. But we in the 21st century, boo, let it go. We out here living our best lives doing what we want to do. I just feel like as long as the woman did, that's what matters. Now, if you out here raw dogging ladies, you need to get it together because STDs and HIV are at an all-time high these days. So get it together. Wrap it before you let them tap it. All right? So we're going to move right along to number 2. The stigma or the idea that boys will be boys, but girls are expected to be the proper and girly. And this is just a stigma all the way around that just needs to be abolished. Just, they need to let it go. And I'm going to tell you why. Because we need to be, for one, we need to be raising our boys to be young men. And to teach them the right way about, especially when a woman says no, that no means no. Take any further steps past that. Because it all starts with the home. And if we're not teaching our young boys, I have a son. And I make dang on sure that he knows when a woman says no, it means no. Starting with me. So, and then the fact that girls have to be girly. My little girl, if I had one, would not always be wearing skirts and everything. I feel like it is the proper thing to do just because as for her being my daughter, I wouldn't want her just exposing herself to the world. So, you know, things I would feel like should still apply as crossing your legs when you're wearing a skirt. Stuff like that. Things that I feel like are just meant to protect you. But that all-around stigma that girls have to be girly girls, like girls could play sports, you know what I mean? And we know this now. We're definitely getting to the point in our in the world where this is becoming more and more socially acceptable, but it's still not where it should be. That's why it's still a standard that I think is BS and needs to change. So we're going to move right along to the next one. That a woman who is blunt or assertive or likes to speak her mind is looked at as bossy, whereas a male who does the same things is looked at as having leadership qualities. And I don't really know where this comes from. Like, where I probably will do more research about it. Today I'm just kind of talking about the general topics, but I'm kind of curious as to where that came from, as to like where it's, you know, where it started. Because even with women look at other women like that. They look at her as being a B word versus that she's just doing her job. And women, I feel like women are the worst ones for it, because they give each other such a hard time for when another woman is in a leadership position. They give her the hardest time and just to make it all around hell for them to be able to do their jobs. I've seen it happen firsthand. And I've also seen very power-hungry women take advantage of the fact that they're in power. So it goes both ways. But for a woman who is just genuinely has great leadership capabilities and is just trying to carry out her duties for her job, why do men especially and women give them such hard time about it, and then want to just slap the label on them as being just bossy or bitchy? You know, it's just not right. And I feel like we could all do a better job at, you know, removing that, because we're the people, while we like to preach, you know, we need to get rid of it, we're the main ones who put that label on them. So is the same people who put them on it can remove that and stop making that thing. And then when you hear other people saying that about somebody who's just genuinely doing their job, that has great leadership capabilities, doing what they're supposed to be doing and carrying out the task, especially like for us in the military, you know, let, you know, correct them about it. Like, hey, let her do her job. You know what I mean? You are the worker. She is the boss. You know, that does not mean she's trying to be bossy. It means she's doing her job. So let's all together as people, let's get rid of that, because that's just, it's not right and it's dumb. But another one that they have out is like as a standard, and it's still around. Ages are significant, or still get paid lower than men. And while it has definitely gotten a lot better, it is still unfortunately a thing where women are being paid less to do the same work just because they are a woman. And I don't know if this, I guess this stigma calculates in the fact that there are some jobs that women just don't do that do pay higher than men. But in general, I know that there are jobs that will pay men higher to do the same job. It's happened to me. When I first started out working, I worked at Wendy's, and the coworkers that I worked with made a lot more than I did. And that also could stem from the fact that maybe because I was younger, but there was also other women there who have been working there far longer than I was and were also getting paid around the same as me. And there's men who were there for around the same time as them who are getting paid a little bit more than them. Like a $2 difference can make a difference in a paycheck. So there, I have seen it done to where men are getting paid a little bit more than women. And it's still so. This is all about bringing awareness to these kind of things for both of men and women. You know, if you see it, correct it. Don't just let it fly. You know, I feel like we're all like, you know, well, what? How am I in any position to say something? You don't personally have to say something. Take it to somebody who can do something about it. So take it to your boss's boss. Take it to just the bosses right above you guys if you feel comfortable to them. Each company typically has like like HR that you can go to. If you see that kind of stuff happening, report it seriously. So that would bring me to my next one. The cleavage is something, but when a woman breastfeeding is something that needs to be covered up. And I honestly think this is one of the stupidest things on my list. Like, of all the things that I have listed out here, this is the stupidest. A woman trying to feed her child, and people make it into such a sexual thing. Like, how do you sexualize a woman breastfeeding her baby? I don't know, but people definitely do it. And the fact that it's like women's cleavage, which is basically the same thing, is like ew. Looked at as like, you know, or however they whistle. I am not even going to attempt to try to whistle, but you get the point. It's like something to look at. It's attractive. But then that same woman could try to breastfeed her baby in public with a blanket over, covering herself, but still kind of out. And people will tell her, even when other women will tell her, like, are you serious? Like, cover yourself up. How? I'm supposed to stop breastfeeding my baby because you don't want to see my boob. What? Especially the men who say that. Like, that is the most dumbest thing. And they did like a social experiment on that. Like, I saw a video and they had like a woman with her cleavage out, and you know, men were looking and they were like talk about it and everything. But then they had that same woman pretending to, or actually no, I think it was actually her baby. She was breastfeeding her baby, and people literally walked up to her. Women and men were like, could you take that somewhere else? Like, nobody wants to see that, basically. And I'm just like, how does that make sense? I would rather somebody cover up their cleavage before I tell them to cover up the fact that they're feeding their baby. That is just so stupid, and I will never completely understand that, like how that makes sense to me. It just doesn't. But just to put this out there, but there are feeding stations out there. Like, me and my wife were walking around in downtown Albany, and we actually saw one. Like, I wish I had took a picture of it, but they had a pod for where women could go and breastfeed in privacy. And I feel like the pod is not for the privacy of, you know, for the sake of society. It's for the privacy of that mom and that baby, so that the baby can kind of eat in peace, kind of ordeal, not because of the stupidity out there. And just like I did for the men's podcast, where I added a bonus standard that I thought was, I added one for the women because I'm all about equality, people. Like, hello, this is me. I am equality. Like, what? So I added a sixth one on there, and I thought this one was important to point out because I also put this one, a similar one, kind of like literally like the flip one on the men's. And it is that women are expected to raise children where men are praised for being a father. And the one that I have put on the five standards of men that I think are BS is that where is it? Okay, I can't find it. But basically that a man or woman who is a stay-at-home mom is looked at as a superhero, you know, like, oh, you're a super mom, but then a stay-at-home dad's like bummy. So this is kind of like the opposite of that. Or not the opposite, it's like the women's version of it. And is that women are expected just naturally to raise children, you know, raise the children. When it comes to like the courts and everything, they typically put it to where the court systems, which I also think is unfair, but falls in the favor of the mother. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, these two people decided, or whether it, you know, it was expected or not, they ended up having a baby. And they are both responsible for that life. But why is it that the sole responsibility ends up falling on the mom? And then you see a lot of these single parents out here. And it shouldn't be that way to where we're just expecting the mother to, you know, take up the responsibility of that child when it took two to make that child. And then I feel like people like to say, oh, well, men like to say that it's not a walk in the park having to pay child support, but that's kind of easy compared to actually having to raise the child. You just send a couple of dollars, $100 out of your check every month to go towards the well-being of the child, but actually being there and being active in that child's life is a whole, I feel like you guys get off quite easily on that. So that is why I added this one in there. It should not be that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be equal. Men should have the exact same expectations to raise it. And I don't feel like they should be praised of doing so, of being actively engaged in their child's life. That is your job. You are the father. You know what I mean? Now, for the stepfathers out there, they are the ones who should be being praised for stepping into a role that they did not have to be there, where the father should have been. So that's my thoughts about that. If you enjoyed this podcast, let me know what you think by going to anchor.com and sending me a message. You can also hit me up on Instagram at beautified_lovin. And you can also check out the Pre-Imperfections Facebook page on Facebook at Pre-Imperfections. And just, yeah, tell me what you think, guys. Like, I need ideas from you guys. I want to know what you guys are thinking. And the other day, I posted on Facebook for giveaway ideas for the 10th episode, which may get pushed back or not. I'm not sure. But I asked for a giveaway ideas, and the women were so mute. So, I don't know what to give you guys, but the men, they hollered out real quick what they wanted to see in the pot, in the giveaway. So, let me know what you guys want as a giveaway item. Let me know so I know what to look for you guys. And look for that giveaway coming very soon, though. And I am very excited because we're either on the 7th episode. I know this sounds really crazy that I don't know, but I was kind of like behind when I recorded this episode. But we're either on the 7th episode or 8th episode. And either way, I am really proud of myself because there is a stigma that most podcasters don't make it past the 7th episode. But I have made it here. I did this, and I started out as just a hobby for me. But I come to really love doing it. I really like talking to you guys. Thank you for your listening and support, and let's see where this goes. 7 episode on, you know. So we out. Catch me on the next episode of Pre-Imperfections, coming out every Monday at 5 or 6 p.m. Peace, y'all.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we can talk about anything, pretty much.